miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As the announcer said, Bridget Dichtemeyer and I are here today with Engineer Sonar to tell you the best medical stories of the past year, as well as of this week, and I think the best medical story of the year, the most important one, relates to your microbiome. That is the bacteria inside you, inside your gut. You have about 100 trillion of them, 10 times as many as the number of cells you have other than that, and they change what you eat. They metabolize what you eat. They eat it themselves and change the products. And apparently, you change how they function by what you feed them. So if you feed them red meat, and that includes pork and all the processed meats and luncheon meats, etc., or sugar substitutes or sugar or egg yolks, you change how they function. And the bacteria that you're producing, the bacteria you produce change to cause inflammation in your gut. They cause inflammation, which keeps your arteries, they produce trimethylamine, which goes to your liver and produces trimethylamine oxide, which causes inflammation in your arteries, and it's a stronger predictor of heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure than is, in fact, high blood pressure or high cholesterol or even type 2 diabetes. How often do you have to eat? Well, that was also in this great series of studies by Stan Hazen, who did what I think is the key research this year on this microbiome. And what he showed was that if you ate red meat, just 4 ounces of red meat, 6 ounces of pork, or even one egg yolk a week, you in fact change the bacteria to produce this with regularity. If, however, you were eating vegan, and you had 4 ounces of red meat, just 4 ounces of red meat a week, you didn't produce this. So 4 ounces looks like the key point, and that, I think, is the most important medical story of the week, of the year, rather. Bridget, you've got we were talking about the fast food thing, and fast food, how the portion size has got big from the 60s to the 90s, but it stayed the same in the last 20 years, but still was huge, 1,150 calories to 1,800 calories for a cheeseburger meal with fries and a regular Coke. Now you're going to tell me what else was new in the fast food world this week.
Okay, so this is more about what is going to be new in the future, probably sometime this year in 2015. I think that an emerging trend that we're going to see is fast food companies trying to rebrand themselves to make them seem healthier, because they're seeing a decrease in sales at some of the fast food companies. So there's been a few announcements by fast food companies, specifically McDonald's and Subway, that they're going to be doing things in the future to try and change their branding to something more like a fast casual chain like Chipotle, who has been very effective in marketing their organic ingredients and making people feel good about purchasing food from their store. So we know that McDonald's alone spends about $900 million in advertising, so I'm assuming that if they're changing their brand, those advertising dollars will probably hit every TV. So everyone's going to see them. What they announced, the president of McDonald's announced, is that they're working on simplifying their ingredient labels, and Subway said that they're going to remove artificial preservatives and flavors from their chicken strips. They actually started airing commercials this past week saying that the chicken strips are free now of artificial preservatives and flavors. And if you think back to 2014, they got a ton of negative press for having the ingredient in their one of their products that is the same product or the same ingredient that's used in yoga mats.
That was in their bread, right? Have they actually gotten that out of their bread, or did they just say they were going to and not do it?
Apparently, they took it out. I know that the Food Babe had been really public about going after them, and that was what really drove them to change that. So they said that it's now been removed. Chick-fil-A is another one that in 2015 removed high fructose corn syrup from their buns and then artificial dyes from their dressings. And then Carl's Jr. said last month that they're going to have an all-natural burger with no added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids. So at the end of the day, these are all great things that they're coming out and trying to promote being more conscious of food choices, but I don't think that removing artificial dyes and preservatives is even close to being enough for fast food companies to need to change the way that they're doing things. They're going to need to do a lot more than just remove additives, but it'll be interesting to see what they target in 2015.
Well, as you know, I was on a plane today, which is why we don't have a perfect hookup. And if anyone wants to see how bad plane food is, I grabbed one of the things from the plane that was a raspberry fig bar. And it's called Vanilla Raspberry Fig Bar. It, on the front, it says 100% natural. Energy for life's great journey. Dairy-free, cholesterol-free, zero trans fat, kosher, non-GMO. And it's got a non-GMO circuit. Now I'm going to read the ingredients just so you see it. And by the way, you almost need a magnifying glass. But it says unbleached pastry flour. What's that, Bridget?
That's refined carbohydrates, refined grains.
Right. So that gives you a boost of sugar right away. And then the next thing, I love this next one, it is evaporated cane juice.
Sugar.
Okay, and then the next one, brown rice syrup.
Sugar.
So we got three sugars in a row. It's almost like a trifecta. The fourth ingredient, and by the way, this looks like, I mean, the package makes it look beautiful and healthy. The fourth thing is fig parts.
What is that?
What is it? Fig parts. It's a fig bar. I don't even know what they mean by fig parts. Maybe they digest the fig to get sugar out of it. The next one actually is an oil, canola oil that is healthy. Then it is raspberry paste, which is fruit juice. Concentrated sugar. I can't believe it. It's 7 out of 7 ingredients are horrendous at the beginning, except for maybe the fig parts, the number 4.
So it's essentially a candy bar that has great branding and packaging.
It has great branding and packaging. It's got zero trans fat, but by the way, this one bar. This one little bar, I mean, it's like 2 bites. You know, the average person would consume it in 2 bites. And it's obviously
sweet. And still be hungry after.
It's 110 calories, and it is 10 grams of sugar in the serving. I'm actually surprised in the 2 bites they don't get 2 servings out of it. Anyway, the point is we are packaged food is not doing well for us, and you're going to tell us one of the other stories you like is about packaged food. We'll have to do that in the second hour because we have a great guest. Dr. Francis Comedy is coming up and talking to us about your microbiome, and we'll talk to her about all the changes right after the messages on You, the Owner's Man, a radio show, Radio MD. Stay well.